Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
I looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a freezing cold day in Astoria, Queens.
Chilly.
With me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, my number two, the man with the plan, Mr. Ray Zawadny.
Oh, thank you so much for that lovely introduction, Dylan. More importantly than just thanking you, I want to thank everybody that has been listening to the podcast or watching the podcast on YouTube. But especially those listeners, we always do ask them for a huge favor that could really help us out. If you are on those podcast platforms, we ask you to leave us a rating and a review.
Both.
If the review is an option. If you're going to leave us a rating, though, we do ask 5 stars. Nothing less than 5 stars. Again, I don't know how many times I have to say this. If I go out there and I see that there is not 5 stars, anything less, 4 stars, 3 stars, 4.5 stars, there's going to be a problem. And I will let you know that one of my New Year's resolutions this year was to learn the Brazilian dance fighting known as capoeira.
Okay.
And I have almost developed a pretty supreme expertise at it in just a week of training. So if I do happen to see one of those low star ratings, I am going to come to your house and I'm going to make good on my second New Year's resolution, which wasn't just learning it, but putting it into practice. And I'm going to kick your fucking ass in front of your wife, your kids, your parents, whoever you live with. Oh, you live alone? Well, then I'm going to drag you out into the street and do it in front of all your neighbors. Now, do you want that kind of embarrassment? I don't think so. 5 stars, just fucking press the button.
Whoa.
Anywho, the year's going great. We're about 10...
Dude. No sugar, clean eating has gotten you angry, dude.
If I go no sugar, it's like withdrawal, man.
Yeah, dude, that was like when I gave up vaping like a year ago, and the first time I tried to do it, give it up. I remember I was on the train, and it was like day 3, no nicotine, and someone was eating pizza on the train during the day.
Yeah.
During the day, and I smelt it behind me, and I turn around, and I'm like, who the fuck is eating on the subway? And in my mind I was like raging, and I turn around as this like little old woman like eating a slice of pizza. But I was furious.
Did you kick her ass?
Oh yeah, dude.
You probably didn't.
She's
know.
Dead.
You probably didn't know capoeira.
I didn't. I know jiu-jitsu.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
You know.
Do you know any jiu-jitsu?
No.
So listen to this, dude. So as we talked about on our closing the year episode,
yes,
certain like New Year's resolutions, those types of things, and like I understand that it's lame to like treat the new year as like you know, it is really just another day, but like, you know, mm-hmm. how everybody makes fun of like the noobs at the gym and like people thinking that they're going to change their whole life just because the day, the number on
it's
the calendar,
a restart,
changed.
But it's a restart day.
But I am really trying to make this the year of Ray. Yes. I realize that I've not made the most of my time in New York City. I realize that I'm 34 and I am fat. I can't touch my toes. And there's a lot of things that I have problems with. So I have really been trying to make myself better already. Okay. And one of the things I'm doing is Dry January.
I'll
talk about this
yes,
a little bit.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it has been easy with the exception of this. The Steelers are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It is going to be the first time I didn't drink during a Steelers playoff game since I was fucking 10.
Okay.
That's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Because I'm even sure when I was 10, my dad let me have a beer. The Steelers were in the playoffs. I mean, there's no legal drinking age in Pittsburgh. When
you're not
going to
have a
playoffs.
Drink during the playoffs next
I'm not.
Weekend?
I'm not going to have it.
Okay. Good.
I mean, it's important to have a little bit of willpower.
Yeah.
And it's gonna make those beers taste extra good when they're in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. February 11th, baby.
February 11th.
Steelers-Niners.
Steelers-Niners.
That's what you think?
We get our revenge.
Yeah, right.
No,
there.
I mean, I don't think that we're 10-point underdogs.
Oh, shit. Against
the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, dude.
The Buffalo Bills, who were barely in the playoffs, which is crazy. They
true.
Go from...
They're getting hot. I will say, Ray, about your sober January.
Yeah.
I was going to do it with you. I have not. I did sober November, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right? So I have already drank twice this year. Once I got a little pretty drunk, and last night I had a casual 4 whiskeys at the bar, and I wasn't even drunk.
You know, it's not casual.
It was casual. It was casual. I was sitting there with a former guest in the pod, Brandon Trousseau, sober guy, and he didn't have anything to drink, and I had 4 whiskeys. Technically 5.
Well, you know what, though? Between the two of you, that's 2.5.
And that's what I said.
2.5 whiskeys.
I think it was fine. But you know what I will say? When I did sober November, I still went out to the bars. I was still hanging out. Are you going to come out to the bars?
Yeah, and hang, of course. And I've been doing it. I mean, I went to, you know, since the new year, I went to fucking 4 or 5 comedy clubs. And that's a big trigger for me, just because, like, sometimes I'll, like, if you're going to a comedy club, those people that are listening that aren't, you know, comics, but like, you go to a comedy club to kind of like show face,
and hang out.
You go there to network, and like, I'm not like always that great at it. So one of my equalizers,
have a couple cocktails,
because some people's equalizer is just putting their face in their phone and pretend like they're texting agents or whatever the fuck they're doing. But me, I'm going there and like, I'm like, oh, do you want to do a drink? Like, oh, I'm going to have a beer. And it, like, loosens you up. But now I don't have that, which I actually think it's a good thing. It's going to force me out of a comfort
zone. Sure. You know what I've noticed? I noticed that when I'm sober and not drinking, I get bored. I get bored and tired.
Dude, I mean, I could never go sober.
Bored and tired, and then I'll have a couple drinks, and that's when the energy kicks in.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm happy to be there. I think I'm a social drinker.
I'm a social drinker, too.
You know?
I'm definitely not, like... Like, there's been jokes made, and I think people have about me that friends have made or like said, like, oh, like, you're probably an alcoholic if that's how you. It's not that.
No.
I'm a social drinker who doesn't know his limits. After 24 years or 20,
sure,
or whatever it is, 22 years of drinking.
Well, that's good, dude. I'm glad that you're getting on the health train, you know?
I'm trying. I'm still such a fucking fat slob. I've been stretching every day.
How's
that
going?
That's my thing. I pulled something in my neck yesterday.
Yeah. How are you stretching? It's not, are you dynamic stretching or it's static stretching?
Here's what it is. I don't know what any of that means, but it is the Bend app. It's similar to like, it's like different like yoga poses, and they put together these like little like programs for you, and they're like 15 minutes, which is great. Cause it's like, I wake up, I bang out like a 15 minute stretch. If I have more time, I do one of their like 6 or 7 with it. So like they have like squat stretches, they have strength stretches, they have like full body. I've been doing the full body every day, 15 minutes, and it's like, dude, it's kind of humiliating how weak I am.
And like how
shaking, trying to touch my toes.
Dude, I told you, I was going to the chiropractor when my back was hurting.
Yeah.
Dude, she would stretch my hamstrings, and she would be like, okay, you put your legs up. And I would be like, that's it.
That's
up,
dude.
That's it? And I was like, all right, dude, I'm not here to get shamed. Well, and she would have to, like, stretch my legs for me.
Well, Natalie, my girlfriend, is like, you know, she did dance all of her life. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, like, has done, like, a good bit of yoga. So she's, like easy, like, flexibility comes easy.
I do think women are flexible, just
and women
in general. Men are not flexible.
Well, because,
that is a thing.
Well, because think about how God made us and how the sexual positions work, and the point of sex is procreation. So they do need to be more flexible for the physical act.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm saying here. Is I'm saying that Natalie was like, hey, maybe we could do this together. And I was like, maybe in like 3 months. Because I can't, like, yeah. I can't, like, those people that are able to, like, work out with their significant other, I could never do it.
No, dude.
Just hear me grunting and my fucking sweaty tits and,
I see those gym couples and I'm like, it's a dream. But it looks nice.
But they're usually in great shape.
They're both in great shape. Always. Yeah. Or one of them's in great shape. Usually the guy.
No, it's usually both of them.
Usually both, but it's never going to be that the woman is in great shape and the guy is not.
It's not like a sitcom in 2002.
No, this is not King of Queens. You never see King of Queens at Blink Fitness. I'll tell you that. It's going to be the opposite, all right? It's some fucking smoking hot guy with either a smoking hot girlfriend or a girlfriend who's like, I'm going to get in shape. And like the gym guy is like, all right, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
There's never a situation where I'm showing up with Natalie Portman and we're exercising together.
That'd be awesome, though.
It would be, dude.
I think you two would be good together.
I think so, too, dude. Natalie, shoot, hit me up.
Natalie Portman, not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Natalie.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, I'll kill you.
Dude, speaking of.
Murder.
Yep. Your girlfriend. Big news in the new year. You guys have just moved in together.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, dude. I've never lived with I sort of lived with a girl before.
Okay.
But she was my mom. No. I've actually been really enjoying it so far. Cause you've been to her place.
Good.
It's pretty big.
It's
for
a
New
nice
York
place.
City.
Two bedroom.
The only thing that I will say,
do you guys sleep in the same bed?
No, we sleep in
separate
bunks,
rooms.
Bunk beds.
Bunk beds.
Yeah,
good.
Bunk
okay.
beds in the same.
That's good.
I feel bad because I am like, and Natalie's like super easygoing, and she's not like a warden, you know. It's not like my rules my yeah. way or the highway, but like I want to like be a good boyfriend slash roommate. Mm-hmm. I want to be a good like somebody that you're living with. Now I've only lived with like bros of mine, so yeah. like right now I'm on my best behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I'm looking for
doing the dishes in the sink, not farting in front of her. You know, all the things you gotta do.
Oh my god! Like hovering over the toilet to piss a certain way,
waking up early, you know,
like wiping up the droplets. I haven't taken a nap this year, motherfucker.
Wow! Dude.
And you know I like a good
you
2 o'clock.
You love
nap.
A good nap. Every time I call you in the afternoon, the chances of you having a nap. Are very, it's probably 60-40 that I'm going to catch you in your nap time.
Because I sleep 2 to 4.
You go, Dad, this is my nap time.
Ain't I mean about it? Like, you should
what
have known.
What are you calling me, Dad?
Like, you should have known that this adult man
what
needed
are you doing?
A little nap after lunch.
I'm taking a nap. It's 3 o'clock. You know this is my nap time.
I have said that.
You have, dude. You absolutely have, dude. Like, I have your schedule written down, like, do not disturb Ray. It's his nap time.
I don't nap anymore.
I know.
And I also think the world revolves around me sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we all do.
Yeah.
Now, I've never lived with a woman because I don't believe in living in sin, but... Okay. How do you, this is one thing I've thought about when you move into, so you moved into her place.
Yes.
It's not like you found a place together.
Correct.
And you're moving in separate. Sometimes that can create a little tension moving into a space. You know, is she going to let you hang that Die Hard poster that you want to hang up in the living room? You know,
well, there is currently a Goodfellas poster
is there?
Hanging up right in the entryway.
Perfect.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be moved, but I just hung it up there cause I thought it was funny. And
you're like, don't you love it? She's like, yeah, we're not gonna, this can't fly.
But no, I will say this, anything like that is all in my head.
Yeah.
Because she is like making like a, like, and I'm not just saying this cause I know she listens to the podcast, but she is, I'm really not. She is just making an effort like, hey, since you're moving in, since we've saved some money on like broker's fees and like, you know, security deposits and this type of stuff, like since we're doing that, let's put some money into like changing up how this looks in here so it feels more like new to me and it feels like it's our place.
It's both of your homes, which, instead of you moving into her place.
Yeah, which I appreciate. But it is also like I still can't not feel like I keep saying like, oh, do you want me to put this in your room? Like, it's all like a your thing. And
yeah, that's going to take a little while to get used to. But you know, we'll that I always think about that. Like, you're going to move in with your, you know, your spices that are 10 years old that you're like, ah, I've had these forever. And it's time to throw stuff out, dude. That's tough.
I don't have spices, dude. We moved in together. Her roommate took the forks. Trousseau had all the shit in my... Dude, I moved to New York City...
With nothing.
With a PlayStation 4, a sack of clothes... And when I got here, my cousin gave me her old TV.
The essentials.
And I slept on a futon that was, fuck, dude, I can't, maybe like 3 inches thick. like seriously.
Good length. Good That's length.
Not a bad length.
Hey. Good length. Hey.
Hey, I made it work.
That's, you know what? 3 inches, kind of nice.
I made it work for a long time.
Yeah.
Was it comfortable? Actually, honestly, it hurt my back a little bit.
You know?
That 3 inches blew my back.
It could have even been less. Yeah. It could have been less, and it might have been nice, too. You know? Two and a half could have been nice.
It was like, it looked like a futon that you would see in like an episode of Intervention where they're showing like how bad it is for Kyle before his family all yells at him in a circle. And it was like to the point where like it had like the spokes going across, like the silver spokes.
Oh yeah.
And half of them were broken when I moved in. And I was just, it was like rickety, and I was just living on it because I had no choice. I was paying Trousseau $200 and Colin $200, which is so cheap.
It's $400 a month to live on a couch.
$400 a month to live on a futon. It wasn't a couch. It was a rickety, shitty ass futon.
Oh God, dude. I lived on a futon for a while. Mostly because I told you this because I lived on the fourth floor and I didn't want to carry a bed up. So I hired a guy to deliver a futon to my bedroom. Old man carried it up. He killed it.
That's
no tip.
We talk on this podcast a great deal when it's just you and I about things you learn in life, mm-hmm. like those or like finding those little comforts or like being willing to pay a little more for your own comfort.
Yeah.
A new thing is always pay for people to bring your furniture in.
Movers. I've said this, dude.
Yeah.
I will never our another friend of the pod, our friend Colin.
Yeah.
I saw him, he was helping you move and I go, you couldn't pay me to help someone
helping
move.
Me move? Well, but here's the thing, though, is I wasn't having him help me move like a dresser or a table. It was literally just like, hey, you have a bigger car. Can you just like put my TV? Because I'm really concerned about that getting.
That is
like,
nice.
It was nothing that caused him any physical stress. What I'm saying is if it's something that I need to hit a certain angle to get up steps, it's like it's worth $200.
That's true.
That I don't even really have.
That's true. Speaking of, I'm getting a new couch, and it's going to be delivered at some point, assuming they don't carry it up for me. Might need some help from you.
No, not a chance.
You're busy?
No, I'll help you.
Okay, thanks.
That's one thing. You know the two things that I'll do if I can, if I'm free. The two things that I will do for a friend.
Jerk off? Oh.
Is, well, three things. If you're having a bad day.
And you haven't
gotten laid in a while, I'll relieve you.
Oh, thank you.
No. But maybe, it all depends. You never know, dude. Fucking
back
life.
To back, who knows?
Brother, life is so weird. You never know where you're going to end up.
I don't like men no more.
Well, I ain't heard from him all year. No, I will help a friend move.
Yep.
Once. Don't take advantage of it. Twice, no. Maybe. But like, don't take advantage of me. But I will help a friend move because I know that that is something that a lot of people hate doing.
Hate it.
And for me, it's a pretty mindless task. I feel like I get a little bit of a workout, and it's like what I'm good at. Like, I'm not like strong in the gym, but I'm like pretty like practically
you're blue collar strong.
Yeah, like if we're moving a fucking dresser up steps,
yeah,
put me in, coach.
Dude, you're like, hey, how much can you bench press? I don't know, but I could move a piano.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not the guy that's like. I'm not going to be the guy that's like, I'll carry the couch cushions. I'll hold the door. Dude.
Well, Colin told me about another friend. I won't mention their name.
Sean Murphy. That's exactly who it is. I know who he's talking about.
Who you guys helped move.
Yeah, he basically hired us.
And you showed up and nothing was even packed.
Yeah, he was like Murphy's down by the truck like the fucking foreman.
We gotta just get all this stuff in boxes and I'll wait by the truck. You guys bring it out.
Pretty much. But he said it nicer. So yeah, I'll do that and I'll drive you to the airport.
Ooh.
Or pick you up from the airport.
Those are two big things.
If I'm free.
Yeah, okay.
Because I feel like those are things people complain a lot about. I drive all the fucking time. So I don't care.
It's a good friend.
If a friend needs that, I'll do that for a friend.
Good
friend. I take friendship very seriously.
Mm.
That's it. There's no joke to that. I do. I take friendship very seriously.
Me too, dude. I do. Me too. Oh, dude. Yeah, well, you know.
Those are two pain in the ass things.
They are.
You never want to do. Now, I will complain.
Yeah.
I'll complain during if it is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I'll do it.
Yeah.
So if I'm free.
Well, you know, you like to complain. I do. It's, hey, listen, we all do. I will say the same thing. If you have me do something, I'll always do it, but I will complain the whole time, probably.
Yeah, well, that's what the fuck happened? What did we do? Natalie was saying that. She was like, okay, we're going to do this. You said you would do this. I said, yes, but I'd never said I wouldn't complain a little
bit. I never said I wanted to.
I think it was
I
like going
said to, I would do it.
I think it was like going to Target or something. Because we had to get like the things that I don't care to get.
Is that when I called you and you were like, hello? And I was like, hey. And you were, I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, we're at Target getting some stuff.
Well, she was looking at like spoons and stuff and like stuff that we actually need. Do you know what I was doing when you called me?
Oh, you were, what were you doing?
I was looking at a video game.
You go, Natalie's looking at stuff for the apartment. I'm in the video game section.
The two things that I can't stop spending money on lately is video games, which I never have time to play. Mm-hmm. And I get like when I come home at night, I'd rather watch TV.
Fair.
Because I don't have like the brain capacity to like A, B, whatever the fuck. But I still want to buy video games.
So you're buying them, not playing them.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Like she had, like, because I have a PS5 and she had a Switch, which Switch is fucking awesome, by the way.
Never played.
And then the other thing is shoes. And I'm scared to wear nice shoes outside in New York because it's so fucking scummy. So I've just been wearing like an old pair of shell toes and a pair of boots. But like I have like all these shoes I want to break out. And I just keep buying them. Fucking bad.
Just got to clean them nice. Can I tell, I have a new show, speaking of TV.
Oh, Real Sex 12.
Yeah, dude. Taxi Cab Confessions, part 69.
No, you already said 79, dude. You already fucked it up.
I know, dude. I've been watching our boy, Taylor Sheridan.
Great. He's the best.
Great. One of our favorites.
He is a favorite of the pod.
Dude, he's put out so many killer shows.
So much content.
So much content. Movies. Dude, Mayor of Kingstown is great.
Did you see Wind River?
Yes, great. That's him too, right?
Yeah, rips.
So good.
Hell or High Water is like one of my favorites.
One of the best. I did watch the one with Angelina Jolie.
I heard that was stinky.
It's okay. It's not great. It's not great. Stinky. It left some stuff to be desired. The ending, you know, some people die, and I was like, yeah, the person didn't need to die. They could have had him live. That would have been a nicer ending. But I've been watching 1883.
With Harrison Ford?
No. That's, I think, 1923.
Jesus Christ. What is he doing? He's making too many shows.
1883 is like the beginning of the Dutton Ranch.
Is it with Sam Elliott?
Yes. And
I'm Sam Elliott.
And
was that good?
Yeah, that was good, dude. Oh, thanks. I was going to do it, and I'm embarrassed.
Hey there, I'm Sam Elliott. If you want to steal... you'll be left here or I'll kill you. I'll have a sarsaparilla.
From Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Dude, it's good.
Is it really?
I'm not a big Western guy. I'm not a big, like, Cowboys era guy. That's why I didn't think I'd like it. But it's about like, the Dutton family going from Texas on, like, the Oregon Trail.
Now,
right? Very good.
Here's my problem, though.
Yes.
Is I really liked Yellowstone for the first... 2.5-3 seasons. Mm-hmm. Then I gave it like another season. I've stopped watching. I have not watched any new
episodes.
Oh,
it's good. You got to keep it going.
But it is a little like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like they've went off the rails. They've went very Sons of Anarchy with it.
Yes.
Which coincidentally, you know who was an actor in Sons of Anarchy?
Who?
Taylor Sheridan.
Oh.
Did you watch Sons of Anarchy?
No, never seen it. I've seen one episode.
Fucking pussy, dude.
One episode.
You couldn't handle it.
Couldn't get into it.
You couldn't handle it.
Didn't like it. But dude, 1883, I will say, very good. I'm like halfway through it. Nah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is a pretty undeniable writer.
It's awesome. And a lot of the history of the time, it seems like pretty accurate.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate, authentic. It's good. Dude, there were all these, like, I didn't know this. Like, there were all these people when all this stuff happened in... like after the Civil War, we didn't have people to like settle the West.
Yeah.
We had all this land, but we didn't have people to settle it. Right. So they basically opened up the borders and they put ads out in like Europe and all these like downtrodden countries. And they were like, free land, come on over. So all these like people all these people who were living in these like socialist countries with all these rules where it was like, dude, it was illegal to swim in like certain parts of Europe. Like you were not allowed to swim. Like, so it's all these like Germans were coming over, Romanians, like all these people who like couldn't speak English. And they were just like, they didn't know anything about like the Wild West and like bandits.
Did our people come over?
The Polacks? The Polacks? I don't know. There's none in the show, but I'm thinking maybe.
Yeah.
Probably. Probably some Polacks, you know.
Is that like a Wachowski running around there?
No Wachowskis in the show. It's a lot of Germans. Yeah. But, dude, that was the thing. They were like, hey, free land. Not telling them that they were going to have to fight Native Americans and, like, fight bandits and, like, cross rivers and get eaten by bears.
That's
and, like,
so funny, dude.
Dude, so they all just come over and they're like, what the hell is this?
Is there a lot of action?
Dude, it's very good.
So maybe I'll give it a shot because I'm looking for a new show. Right now, I just started. I watched the first episode of Fargo.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah.
I do like Fargo.
Fargo's so good.
It is very good.
What I will say is I watched two movies in the past 2 weeks. Or in the past, actually, a couple days. And, dude, I cried at the movie theater.
Whoa. Iron Claw?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have any interest in seeing it?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm not going to tell
Don't spoil it. I know that something happens.
Do you know the story, though, right?
No.
Like, so it's a famous story. Like, I mean, it's about
the three brothers.
So it's about a famous wrestling family in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
The dad had like six sons. They only talk about five of them in the movie, just for the sake of storytelling.
That sucks. But imagine being the sixth son and being like, what?
Well, he doesn't exist anymore because he killed himself.
Oh.
Like three of the brothers killed themselves. The one, like...
Are you kidding?
The one died as a little boy. There's only, like, one left of the Von Erichs.
Oh, my God.
It's called The Curse of the Von Erichs. There's a really good documentary on Vice. Vice did all those Dark Side of the Rings. Oh. And it's a fucking tragic story. The movie, incredible. Zac Efron looks...
Ripped.
Ripped. Huge. But his face is fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, he fucked his face up.
For this role, you
No,
think?
People said that he broke his jaw doing something, and that like his like PT that he was doing, this is his statement is that like it messed up like his mandible, and like it like swelled his face up. So his face is huge, his eyes look all fucked up. But it's man, I don't want to call him out because I love Zac Efron.
Looks like bad plastic surgery.
Looks like bad plastic surgery.
Right? Yeah.
There's something in the movie I want to tell you, but it'll ruin the movie for you.
I mean, you can tell me.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, spoiler alert if you're going to see
it. Spoiler alert if you're going to see it. It's not. It's just a line, and it's the thing that made me cry. And I feel like you'd appreciate this because you have brothers.
Sure.
So he's watching his... So all of his brothers are gone. It's just him.
Oh, God.
And he's watching his two sons play in the yard, and he starts fucking crying.
Ugh.
And this is what got me. Is the two boys go over... And he goes, they're like, Dad, why are you crying? He's like, just watching you play and be good brothers. And he says, like, because I was a brother.
Ugh.
And now I'm not anymore.
Ugh,
and then the little boys go, you could be our brother, Dad.
Ugh.
And I
just got chills.
Fuck, dude, I'm fucking like, because, like, you know, like, I've had a big loss recently, but it wasn't a brother. But, like, my brother, like, I'm so close with my brother. And even though he's alive, and I'm like, how the fuck is a movie about wrestling got me, like, tearing up? You know, like Natalie's next to me. She's crying. There is a lady, like two over from me that is, like, had been hardballing for, like, 40 minutes. And I'm thinking the whole time, like, I get it's tragic. Everybody knows the story, blah, blah, blah. And then they drop that fucking brother line.
Oh, God.
And it fucking ripped me apart.
God.
I told you about, like, so this was, like, fresh after my dad died. I went to see Creed 3.
Yeah, you told me about
that. I told you that. And I'm sitting next to my nephew here. He's to my left. And then it's my niece. And then my brother. My brother. And then my sister-in-law. And the Creed's mom died. Like, little Adonis Creed's mom dies. Mm-hmm. And my brother looks, or Tara, my sister-in-law, looks over and goes, oh, my God, look, little Mikey's crying. And then my brother goes, yeah, so is his uncle. And I'm just next to him like, oh, my God. My emotions are off, dude.
Yeah,
I think
dude.
It's my, I
need, movies.
I think it's my period.
Dude, you going through menopause?
Yeah, probably.
Dude, movies will get me emotional more than real life will get me emotional. I think it's a way to for people to express kind of like their deepest emotions in, I don't know.
It helps.
Yeah.
But man, it was just, it like fucked with me. Like, damn. It's even fucking with me now.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to ruin that for you.
No.
It's a pretty big moment. But
yeah,
like, but I just wanted to
tell you
and have this conversation because I know you have two brothers.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you're all very close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's why I was like, cause like, and like, they it means a lot more watching the movie because you see like the relationships and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, dude, Zac Efron's fucking great. Chef's great in it. The dad's the really chef. Good in it.
Yeah, chef.
The only I can never remember. It's Jeremy something.
Jeremy Allen White.
Who, I mean, God, is he good.
He just won the Golden Globe.
For Chef?
For The Bear, yeah.
Love him, dude.
Yeah.
Yes, Chef. He makes me wish I was a good cook.
Me too. That's what a good show does. Every time I watch a show, I think, I should have done that. And I realized, I was like, no, I just think I want to be an actor.
Yeah.
Where you get to like, do little things all the time, you know? When I watched Yellowstone, I was like, I think I could move out west and be a cowboy. That would be super fun.
Oh, me and Colin started watching Yellowstone together. We both bought cowboy hats.
Yeah, dude, I'm watching this 1883 and I'm considering if I would survive. Do you think you would survive the Oregon Trail where you're like,
I don't think I would survive the Oregon or the Oregon. I wouldn't survive either.
You don't think you would survive right now.
I sucked at the fucking computer game.
Dude, I was thinking about that. I was like, I would like to play that now as an adult. Because I would always get like cholera.
It's ass. It's like a fucking Word document of a video game.
I would always get cholera within like the first day. And it was like everybody died. And
yeah,
But
it's not a video game.
Yeah.
It's like typing in a Word document.
Yeah.
It's like taking a quiz.
Yeah. And they would be like, do you want to drink this water? And I would be like, your people are thirsty. Do you want to drink this water? And you're like, sure.
Dead.
It's like half your party has cholera and you're all dying.
Dysentery. I used to get dysentery a lot.
Your wagon wheel broke. Do you leave them behind or do you stop and help them fix it? Oh, we probably should help them fix it. Okay.
They robbed you.
Well, you were just attacked by Native Americans. They were not called Native Americans.
They said Indians in
the video game. You know?
Did they really say Indians? I don't remember.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is the 90s.
They're called First Nation now.
Not Native American?
I think so. I think it's First Nation.
I don't know.
So
I'm going to have to look that up. We're going to have to censor this episode.
My mom is very similar to you in that, like, she gets so, like I do a bit about it, the Viking funeral bit. I'm not going to do the bit on the show, but, like, the actual, the serial killer bit as well. Like,
yeah.
Like, it is a true story, though. My mom, like, has been a binge watcher forever. Like,
I get invested.
Like, even before Netflix. And I do remember, like, the true story is that she went to, she was watching all the true crime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I take her to Sam's Club when I'm in town. She's like, hey, I got to run and grab some stuff. I said, okay. So she goes into Sam's Club. I'm parked. And, like, a van or like a truck pulls next to me. So you really can't see me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the phone with a friend or something while I'm waiting for her. And then I put the phone down and I see there's like, I have like 6 missed calls from her. It's been like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
6 missed calls from her.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of mixed texts like, where are you? What happened? Are you okay? I can't find you. And then I call her. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? And she's like, I can't find your car anywhere. I was like, it's where it was parked. She's like, oh, there was a truck there. I was like, what did you think? Like, she's like, I didn't know it happened. I thought somebody got you. Somebody recently I just saw in the news got, like, somebody took them. And I'm like, Ma, like, nobody's taking. I'm driving the car. She's like, and she's like, I don't know. I thought somebody might have been in the back seat of your car. I was like, we got in here together.
Oh.
I set stuff in the, we have growth, like from another store we went to. We have, like. What are you talking about?
Oh.
She's like, you never know. She's like, it could have been somebody back there with like a knife or a gun. And I'm like, well, now I'm fucking concerned. Now you're just bringing it up in my head.
You're looking in the back. You're like,
now I'm constantly worried.
Yeah. Dude, that is, I know you talk about it, but that would be, can you imagine getting fucking kidnapped as a grown adult man?
I mean,
what a nightmare.
I don't think I could, nor do I think anybody fucking wants to kidnap me.
No, you know? I feel like if you're a grown adult man, you're only getting kidnapped for, like, ransom if you're worth a lot of money. No one's kidnapping me and being like, we need his dirty Nike collection.
Yeah.
Like, his sneaker collection with smudges on the sides.
Well, there's no, You don't. It's like in so many movies where somebody gets kidnapped for ransom. So many movies. I don't think I've ever.
There was a movie, Ransom. Yeah. Bruce Willis did.
Mel Gibson, I thought.
Oh, yeah, it was Mel Gibson.
Where his son pisses his pants.
Oh, yes. Remember yeah, when shit? They find that because he hears the voice.
Yeah, and
he hears the guy's voice.
And then he says the N-word a bunch and calls his wife a whore.
Does he?
Nah, I think those are just Mel Gibson's regular voicemails. Speaking of Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
He's coming out with a Passion of the Christ 2.
Oh.
Not kidding you, dude.
What? I wonder.
I told Natalie this, and she was like, there's never, that is the end.
I guess the resurrection? I mean, is that in?
Well, I think it happens at the end of the movie. Speaking of people crying in the movies, I remember my mom cried really hard in The Passion of Christ.
Still never seen it.
I swear, maybe.
Grew up religious, too. Catholic school, never saw it.
2025, The Passion of the Christ, Resurrection, Chapter 1.
Whoa!
Now, here's what I am hoping for. Jim Caviezel is back as Jesus.
Classic.
And there's Mary and Peter in this. Again, Mel Gibson directing, Mel Gibson writing. Passion of the Christ 2. What I'm hoping is that this is a crossover with the Fast and the Furious franchise. And that in Fast and the Furious 11, we have a friend of ours go back in time.
Dude. I know where you're going, and I love it.
To rescue Jesus.
Oh,
yes.
I would so watch that.
A fellow Christian. You've seen him. He's wearing the necklace.
He cares all about the things they preach in the Bible.
In almost every single scene that you see him in the Fast and the Furious franchise. The one and only. My Jesus. Dominic Toretto.
Dude.
Now, does Mel Gibson have it in him? Let's hope so.
Is Dom Toretto the modern day Jesus?
I could say
leading
that.
A group of people, some consider outlaws, other consider the savior.
Yeah.
Always showing up at the right time. I mean, it's pretty impressive. We've talked about this, but I cannot wait to see. I will say the last Fast and Furious
was bad.
Disappointing. I hated it.
Except for.
I did not love it. Except for what?
The Rock.
So good.
We went and saw that, me, you, and Murphy.
We did.
And it was, we were all disappointed.
I mean, there were points in that movie where I was audibly being like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
And it would make the theater laugh, dude.
Yeah.
When you're like, gee, what
because,
the fuck
because
was
everybody,
that?
Because everybody was feeling it.
Yeah.
It just was not as like.
Yeah. Dude, when the car's literally like driving down the steps in Rome, like near the Vatican, and it's doing things like it's like moving like a skateboard. And I'm like, this is just
okay. Well, not possible. Well, then that's I have a problem with you.
Why?
Because I don't like the idea of people not being able to like or picking and choosing when they like will suspend their disbelief.
I obviously can, but some of the things are just so like.
Well, it's
like, here's my problem. Okay. Ready? I'll tell you. There are things that are unbelievable. You going to look at your phone the whole time? What's going on?
I was making sure I shut off the Passion of the Christ.
Oh, good. Okay.
What do you do? This fucking guy.
As soon as I started talking, you pick up your
phone. I'm completely engaged with you.
Okay. All right.
I'm not gay no more.
I didn't say.
I am delivered.
I didn't say I'm completely gay with you. I said I'm completely engaged with
you. Oh, yeah. To be married. Here's my thing. There are unbelievable things in the movie. There are a lot of unbelievable things.
Most of
right?
them.
Right? Like when he takes down the sub.
The fact that Vin Diesel has an acting career.
The nuclear submarine with the car. Like, yes, that's unbelievable. But the CGI makes it look kind of realistic, you know? Okay. Where you're like, oh, okay. I mean, there were just things that were so insane and unbelievable. And I think also in this movie, the acting was so bad. Like, it's almost like the entire cast feels it, and they feel how bad the script is, and the lines in the script are bad, that they're not delivering them genuinely.
I like to think of the Fast and the Furious sets like their Jury Duty, that show, where Vin Diesel is the only one that doesn't know that it's all a joke and it's all a gag. And he is just out there every single movie swinging for the goddamn fences, thinking that he's going to get an Academy Award nomination.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just like, wow, I can't believe we're getting paid to just for this farce to make fun of
Vin Diesel. Well, we said, dude, Paul Walker was the heart of those films.
Yeah.
And after he passed away and isn't in the movies anymore, they got ridiculous. He was the one that kept them grounded.
They were getting ridiculous.
But he kept them grounded.
So what I'm saying, though, about, like, the disbelief thing is I remember with another comedian, we were in, like, one of the Carolinas, and we were doing a gig. And afternoon, not much to do, got to kill time before the gig. We went to see Fast and the Furious 8.
I'm going
to
come.
That was an accident. And I was wiping. Again, wiping the board down.
You're mad at me that I glance at my phone to make sure that it wasn't still on. And me, I'm in the middle of pouring my heart out about a story about my relationship with Fast and the Furious 8. And then you, out of all the buttons you could have hit, it was, I'm going to come. I'm sorry. You call yourself a professional?
There's just like a piece of lint. There's a piece of lint on the board.
Get it later. How is it affecting this? You're just coming all over me. How's it affecting anything?
Oh, buddy. Okay. Whew. Lock back in.
Anyways, I'm on the road with this other comedian, and we go to see Fast and the Furious 8 when it came out, and we're at the theater, and we're watching this entire ridiculous movie. Mm-hmm. At the end, there's like a Lamborghini that they're in driving on like a frozen tundra.
Yeah, yeah.
And he leans over to me. He's like, you would never get that type of traction in that sports car on that type of ice. And I just looked at him. I was like, yeah, also the fucking Rock is not going to catch a missile that came out of a submarine and angle it back towards the same submarine with one hand on the steering wheel and the other one hanging off to catch it. Like, that's not, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I also hate, like, I don't know, like my mom dated this guy for a while who he would, like, if I'd watch, like, movies with him, he'd be like, that could never happen. That could never happen. Oh, that's not going to happen. It's a kid, dude, people so much fucking smarter than you work their asses off on this movie. Like, they know.
Yeah.
They did the research. And if they found out that it's something that couldn't happen, clearly they don't give a fuck and just want to make a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
What was that?
I think that was a street sweeper.
Holy shit, that scared me.
Dude, it's an F1 jet coming through. I can't wait for it to wrap up. I'm very excited for that. And did you just burp and blow it the other way?
No, I just breathe. I don't breathe.
Yeah, I'm excited for them
what
to wrap.
What the fuck is going on here?
Dude?
You're fucking critiquing everything that I do.
I was curious. You just did a... I thought you burped. That's something I would do.
Okay, well you gotta comment on everything. You gotta wipe... Am I fucking boring you?
No!
So you gotta wipe the lint off.
You gotta
do your spring cleaning on the fucking road machine.
The people are gonna think we're not getting along, dude.
You know, you've had your fucking 16th zin of the episode.
Second.
I peeked at my phone for 1 second because I was there busy pulling up an IMDb about the Passion of the Christ 2, which now I'm going. We're going to all go.
I got to see the first one. I don't know what happens.
Okay. I don't want to spoil it for you like I did Iron Claw, but Jesus doesn't make it through this one. But then, post-credits.
Resurrected.
I don't think they did it. That would be funny if they did it as a post-credits
scene. It would be hilarious,
scene.
Dude.
Or Jesus will return.
You just see, yeah, Jesus will return in Passion of the Christ 2. The Avengers, Passion of the Christ 2.
Oh, no. You know what would be really funny?
Post-credit, The Rock just, like, moves away from them. They just, like, scan in, and The Rock's gone. What happened?
Post-credits, it's the Romans, and then behind them you see Thanos, like, I'll do it myself. He puts on the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, dude. I would watch that.
Yeah.
That crossover would be
of
great.
Of course.
Mm. There's only a period of time before Jesus. I'm actually shocked that they haven't done like a movie, Jesus the Action Star.
I think now you can do it. I mean, they've already had like a killer Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
They've already had Santa Claus action hero twice.
They haven't come back with like Jesus Christ Die Hard. Like
Jesus Christ with a vengeance.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I would watch that.
Hell yeah. Well, they did it. They parodied it, I think, on Family Guy.
Mm. I remember that.
That's what they did. They parodied Passions of the Christ 2 on Family Guy.
That's so funny.
And now Mel Gibson's fucking making it.
He's like, this is a good idea, actually.
With Jim Caviezel, who is a certified nutcase. now.
He just has his beliefs.
That Sound of Music. What's it called? The Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom, dude.
Did you watch it?
No. Did you?
No.
It's, you know, it's about child trafficking, I guess.
I'm pretty sure that, like, it's, like, just, like, a regular movie.
Yeah.
But it's funded by nut jobs, and it's also a thing where they, I think they created that hype themselves, which is pretty smart.
Dude, just a bunch of people telling the truth. Telling the truth, and then Big Hollywood doesn't want you to hear it.
See, I just think that they're, I mean, Big Hollywood is a thing, yeah, obviously. But, like, and the corruption and all the weird shit that goes on there. That,
oh, hey, dude, the Epstein files are coming out, baby. Did you see the Stephen Hawking one? Of course.
No.
You didn't? Oh, my God. This is old news at this point, dude. So there was a...
I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. Dude, I'm fucking...
Come on. They're releasing all these, like, documents now, right? All these, like...
I saw one of the lists.
Well, I think a lot of the lists are not real.
Okay.
I think they're, like... You know, they do know certain people, but these are all, it's transcripts from the trial with Ghislaine Maxwell, right?
Yeah.
So there are, it's basically testimony from the victims talk, or one victim, talking about, like, you know, who did you see there? Have you ever seen this person with, you know, Epstein? Did you ever fly with this person? Did you ever blah, 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 whatever. Donald Trump. Not talked about in there. They ask him, they go, hey, was old Donnie boy on the planes? Never saw him. Never saw him at the island. Never saw him on the plane. Never hung out with him in Florida.
Cares,
but you know
though?
Who was on the list is Prince Andrew, the royal family.
Yeah.
But the big one that is hilarious, Bill Clinton's on the list.
Sure.
She says that apparently... Epstein told her or something that, like, Bill Clinton likes him young or something like that. And, like,
sure,
you know, we got to get people for the island because Bill Clinton likes him young. Stephen Hawking is on the list. And about
how?
I don't know. ADA compliant.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing I saw. They were like, no matter, like, you can do anything. If Stephen Hawking can get Epstein Island to be ADA compliant, you can do anything. It's so good. But this, and I don't even know if it's true or not, but it was in apparently the transcripts. It's been circling the internet where Stephen Hawking used to like having little people come into the room and solve complex equations on a too tall for them chalkboard and like try to like solve them
that
while he would sit
true.
There and watch. And like, that's what got him off.
That's fucking
one of the smartest men ever to live. Had some dark demons, dude.
That's what happens, man. I fucking, it's why I don't.
I love the island.
It's why I don't.
I want to go to the island.
It's why I don't want fame. It's why I don't have any interest in like that type of,
you know, think fame's the only thing keeping you from being a monster?
No, but I think it like I don't have any interest in being around those circles.
Oh no,
or that type of like it's fucking weird to me, man. And like it is so strange that you get so rich and like I don't know, man. Like anybody like people. I don't know. I can't even do it. I don't have anything to say. Like that's like not like. Super cliche.
Yeah,
I don't have anything new to add to it, so I'm not going to.
Okay,
but I'm just like, ugh, it's fucking gross as fuck, and it's like, and I don't care that Donald Trump's name wasn't in anything. I don't care who's anybody's name that's in it is awful. Yeah, but like Donald Trump's a fucking awful person too.
Nah,
they're all shit bags.
Don't be rude.
I think anybody who is gonna run for president has something. Viciously wrong with it.
Oh yeah,
they're just sociopaths. They're psychopaths. Like, and like, none of them have any real allegiance.
No,
none of them have any dogs in the fight. I don't vote anymore.
Well, that's not good.
For what? For fucking what?
You should.
Okay, presidential election.
Exercise your right.
I don't want either of them to win.
Well, you gotta exercise your right. Vote for a third party.
It's not gonna win.
So. You're exercising your rights, baby.
You know I don't exercise. So why am I going to start with my rights?
You could.
People get so mad. Well, I told you the story about what happened at QED. Were you there that night?
So funny, dude.
Can I tell it?
Yeah, dude. I love this story.
I was at, and listen, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I am a known liberal pussy.
Don't defend yourself, dude.
Well, no, but that's just what makes it funny.
On air, you're a liberal.
Is because...
Off air.
Off air.
Don't be rude.
Our boy.
But I'm at this comedy club that is more of a, I don't even know how you describe it.
It's very woke. It's very liberal.
Yeah.
The ownership, the audiences, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm at this comedy club and I'm sitting and I'm talking to these two people and they're just like, I kind of hear how they're talking about like, you know, how awful, you know, Republicans are and this type of thing, and I go. And they're talking about the upcoming election. And then I go, yeah, that's why I'm like not voting. And they were like, what? You have to vote. You're not going to vote. Like you have to vote. Like that is important. It is imperative that you vote. Like you can't. And then I was like, okay, all right, you got me. I'll vote for Trump again. And then they get like visibly angry. And the girl is like, maybe you shouldn't vote. And I'm like,
it's so good.
And I'm like, also, I didn't vote. I've never voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Also, never voted for Hillary Clinton either. But it's like, you can't have that stance.
It's so funny. And then, dude.
And it was, dude, it was like pretty cool. You were there, right?
I don't think I was
okay.
there.
It might have been Gully. It was so fucking clear that I was making a joke. In a comedy club, and it just,
meow. Oh, it's so good.
So clear I was making a joke, but everybody's so sensitive.
It was, it's so funny, man. Hey, listen, well, that's a classic. People want you to vote if you're voting for their guy.
Yeah.
Or girl. Or girl. You know, but they don't want you to vote when you're going for the other person.
Speaking of girl.
Yeah.
So... I remember, so first of all, I mean, we're talking about something that happened so long ago, so I don't know how interesting this is to people, but I don't give a shit. Just give us that 5-star review. I remember when Hillary Clinton lost the election to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And me and Colin Chamberlain always talk about this, is people were shocked. People in Pittsburgh and the big cities that I spend most of my time in were shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Colin, we were not shocked. No. Reason being is because we did most of our shows on like the outskirts of Pittsburgh, like an hour outside. And once you get like 20 minutes outside of the big city, almost anywhere, it's like rural Alabama. So we just saw Trump.
It was the same in Massachusetts. It's like Boston. But then once you get to the outskirts of the city.
Yeah.
It's Trump banners, signs, flags, dude. Yeah. It was not. I was surprised, but I also wasn't shocked.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I was like, yeah. I was like, you're discounting the amount of people that aren't like
so funny.
That aren't like not everybody thinks like you.
Uh-huh.
So the other thing is, and this is kind of sad. So my brother-in-law, he is putting my oldest niece to bed, and he goes, "Hey, when you wake up in the morning." A girl's probably going to be president. It'll be the first time a girl's ever been president. And and it shows that a girl can do anything.
Oh, God.
Next day, she comes home from school, and she goes, "Dad, the girl didn't win, but she should be in jail anyways." Which means at her fucking conservative-ass school, it was probably a fucking teacher that said that.
Hilarious.
So fucked up.
Yeah, hilarious, dude. Hey, listen, and sounds like a good school.
Hey, and let's be real.
Yeah.
They both should be in jail.
They should all be in jail.
If they had to live the same life. Like that, dude, that's my favorite thing about it. We've talked a lot about politics today, but like that is my favorite thing about both extreme sides of this is they're like, oh, like. They should be in jail. They're going to go to jail. Trump's going to be in jail. Hillary Clinton's going to be in jail. Biden's going to be in jail. It's like, are you, how fucking stupid? They are the jail.
Yeah.
They own the jail.
Guess what? No one's going to jail.
No one's going. You know who's going to go to jail? You, if you keep talking about it so close to your Alexa.
You know who's going to jail? All the people who were at the January 6th protests. You know who's not going to jail? Anybody who is in a position of power.
Yeah, the guy who started it.
Libel, dude. That's slander. He didn't start anything.
Yeah, I better stop saying that because I'll be
just talking on a microphone.
But that dude, that's what I'm saying though. Like it is so naive when people say that.
Yeah,
they're like, no, oh, the most powerful person in like the country is going. It's not just not gonna fucking happen. It
no
can't
way,
happen.
Dude. No way.
It's always silly to me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It'll never happen. Yeah. Yeah.
And if it does happen, we would like to have them on Troublemakers to talk about
that. Yeah, dude, I would love it, dude. Oh, my God. We wouldn't be, if we got Trump on here, we wouldn't be able to put it on YouTube, but, you know.
Really?
I think it would get taken down. He was on the Nelk podcast, and it got, like, taken off of YouTube within, like, 3 hours.
No way.
Yeah, which is also crazy to think about. Like, the former president just doing a podcast, and YouTube is like, this is not good.
What do you do when you're done being president? What do you do with your life?
You cash in on all the favors that you've given to people, and then they just pay you for it.
But can you, like, really live your life?
I mean, you can paint, like GW.
Yeah.
Becomes an artist.
What a sad existence. I mean,
you write a book, you're a speaker, you go and do, you get, like, $1 million for, you know, to go and give a
that's
keynote
true.
Somewhere.
You know what, man?
Maybe that's what's crazy.
Maybe that is why. You know, we, like, everybody has this same cliche argument about, and it is an issue, the fact that the two candidates for president are going to be both, like, 80-year-old men.
Oh, it's nuts.
It's a problem, right?
Yeah.
But think about it. If there were 50-year-old men running for president, or women.
There was, like, 8 years ago.
Sure. But they didn't win. Barack Obama did win.
Yeah.
But Barack
Obama, he was, like, 45.
He's going to be alive another, like, 60 years. It would be weird if they're like, we need these people to die. Like, it is, like, you know what I mean? Like, you
once
need to,
your 8 years, 4 to 8 years are done, you gotta vacate the earth.
Yeah, you got 4 more years.
Yeah.
We can't have just a bunch of former fucking presidents running around.
No, dude. And there is gonna be, yeah, there was like a run where, I mean, you think about it, you think about like early when we started, like founding fathers, yeah, they were probably like 37, you know, running for president. I wonder how old Washington was, the more famous GW, when he won the first election.
Oh.
I wonder.
Yo, he was probably like 35 yeah. on the nose, and they just looked so old back then.
Uh-huh. I'm looking it up.
What do you think would happen if a president in the office, you know, how divided...
Oh, he was 57. That's way older than I thought.
Yeah, but it's
still young.
That was like the life expectancy. 57.
Yeah. Retired at 65.
Last political speak that I have for you that I will ask you.
Also ran unopposed a second time.
That's pretty powerful.
Pretty badass, dude. Yeah. They wanted to make him. He was like, no, 8 years is enough.
Oh, he's the guy that started
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, otherwise we're going to get into a thing of a king, which we kind of are in now with like royal families.
George Washington.
They're like, we need, you know, Michelle Obama to run, Hillary Clinton. It's like, hey, just because you were like of the family of a president doesn't mean you can just be qualified to be the president.
Yeah.
You know, we got like, you know, yeah, George Bush, his dad ran for president. So then he's the president. It's crazy.
And dude, I always feel like George Bush didn't want to be president.
I think he did. Have you ever seen the movie with him?
Josh Brolin. Don't you love that the same guy that played GW played Thanos?
Yeah, dude.
He's the ultimate villain.
Dude, in that movie, though, that was Oliver Stone, right?
Yeah.
And I think they made it to, like, make him look like an idiot and, like, make him look, like, bad.
I think it made him look likable.
Dude, it made him look so likable. He's just, like, a dude who likes baseball and was like, well, I guess I'll become the president.
The Dick Cheney movie was good.
I didn't see it.
Pretty good.
Vice.
I like it.
I got to watch that.
But the last thing I was going to say is they have these old ass presidents that we're going to have, right?
Yeah.
Like we're guaranteed to have a president in his 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. If one of those guys, God forbid, dies in office, Do you think that it would do anything to bring the country together?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean, there have been times where presidents have died, and I don't think it brings the country together.
Yeah. Just curious.
No, I think the last and only time that this country has been brought together was
9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last time.
9/11 really did it. That helped us out.
For like 5 months. And then it all started getting twisted. And I was too young to really understand it at the time. But yeah, it brought it together. And then it got politicized. And, you know.
I remember they were, when we'd come into school, because we were in seventh grade. Me and you both, right? Mm-hmm. We're the same exact
seventh grade.
Age and grade. Seventh grade. I remember playing over the loudspeaker almost every day for like 6 months as we walked into school was, "And I'm proud to be an American,
yeah,
at least
baby.
I know I'm free."
Hell yeah.
Every fucking morning.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. Dude, I can't think of a better way to end the episode.
Guess what?
What?
It gets old.
Dude, never gets old being an American. Being an American, exercising your right to vote. I love it.
Oh, this country's gone to shit.
No, dude, I think we're still good.
I think we're in trouble.
Depending on
makers.
What happens. Oh! All right, dude, let's wrap it.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
And shove it in.
Shove it in. All right, Raymond, tell them where they can find you.
I'm Reza Wadney, and you could find me at Reza Wadney on all of the social media apps that I'm on. I think that's just like Instagram, Twitter. I got Reza Wadney on YouTube.
Ray be killing him.
And it's not Ray be killing him anymore, motherfucker. God damn it, Dylan. We've been in such a fight today. I don't know what it is. I don't know. We're just a couple of alphas.
Dude, I'm just
locking horns.
My testosterone is up.
Oh, have you been taking
no,
the
I
tea?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Then,
eating a lot of meat.
Oh.
A lot of meat.
Okay. This coming weekend, I will be at the Dania Improv right outside of Fort Lauderdale with Ian Bagg.
Whoa!
Next week, Saratoga Springs with Sean Donnelly at the Comedy Works there. And then kicking off February in Columbus. So I got some live dates.
You got
excited
some dates
about.
Coming up.
Got to prepare because I'm recording an album March 1st. Ooh. At Soul Joel's.
Hell yeah.
Comedy Club. So I'm really excited about that. Got some fun stuff happening. But you don't even have to leave your fucking house to see me because every single Wednesday we have new episodes here, Troublemakers. And if you've been liking us, share it with your friends and also leave us a 5-star rating. I know I normally act like an asshole, but please leave it.
We've been getting a lot of reviews.
Really?
A lot of ratings. Yeah, we're up to a good amount.
Thank you so much.
Every time I check, which
we'll
is
keep,
nice.
We'll keep doing it, and it really does mean a lot. And Dylan?
You can find me at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. And at Troublemakers on all those sites, we post clips 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week, depending on the week. And yeah, this Saturday, I'll be at the Grizzly Pear Comedy Club, 8 p.m. in the West Village. So
the Saturday shows are fire there.
Fire, probably a sellout, which will be nice. And you could see us here every Wednesday.
Wednesday,
new episodes
Wednesday,
are
Wednesday.
Out, and we'll see you next week, baby.
Love
Good
you
night.
Guys.
Thank you.